going to lunch.
We're going to lunch?
This is Out with Joe.
Out with Joe.
With Joe Mangiacotti.
Actually, honey, we're going to lunch.
Restaurants.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Food and drink.
And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee, ketchup gives them flavor.
Entertainment.
I like having something going every day. Maybe nothing big, but a little daily recreation don't hurt anybody.
Have some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
No. It's time to go out with Joe.
Out with Joe.
With Joe.
On this week's Out with Joe, we take a look at the hottest ticket in town, the 12th annual Safe Homes Gala that happens to be a fundraiser. I caught up with Lori Matiska and Laura Farnsworth of Safe Homes.
The purpose of the gala is really a couple of things. It is a fundraising event. The proceeds from the event raise money for the Safe Homes program, which really receives no state funding. We do receive a grant through DPH, but largely Safe Homes is supported through private donations and various grants from other organizations. So this event's an important fundraiser, but it's also an incredible opportunity for us to recognize people of courage.
The annual gala has been a huge success, both financially and socially.
You know, provide fun, provide a theme, but also strive for a really elegant event. And I think, you know, being at the Beechwood helps us do that.
The gala has grown every year and even outgrew its last venue.
Well, the truth is, we had to move the location because the event last year sold out 2 weeks before the event. And even as it was, I think we felt a little tight in the space. So we've moved it to the Beechwood Hotel.
So the venue is larger, but the tickets are still the hottest.
The entertainment includes a couple of things. One is De La Page, and the Manhattans will be playing during the event itself. We also are so fortunate to have a relationship with the Joy of Music program, and they supply a small group to play during our VIP reception.
The gala's theme changes every year.
The theme is actually Cinco de Marvelous. It is May 5th, which means it's Cinco de Mayo. So we're anticipating that people are going to come expecting a fiesta of some sort.
The gala includes both silent auction and live auction.
Paul Belsito, who's the president of the Hanover Foundation, is going to be our MC.
Paul will keep things moving, and it's a real chance for you to really make it a night out.
To have the opportunity to get all dressed up, to wear your bright colors for Cinco de Marvelous, and see people that you don't have a chance to see every day in the community come together and have this good time. It's such a feel-good night because not only are they having a good time, but they really believe in what they're contributing to. They have the young people right there to share their stories about how much of an impact they had last year, so they know they're doing something tangible while they're having a great time.
This is a fundraiser, and so it is important to Safe Homes' mission.
Safe Homes was created out of a need for services and supports for LGBTQ youth in Central Mass. There were a group of concerned adults and foster parents that saw the gap and the need for them and wanted to create a safe space for them to come together and to have adult role models in their lives and the supports and the connectedness that they need for their communities.
It is at this time that Safe Homes is able to recognize those that have worked so hard all year.
There are 5 People of Courage Awards this year: Youth and Young Adult, Volunteer, Public Service, Corporate Award, and Social Justice Advocacy in Action.
You can purchase an individual ticket or a table of 10. For more, check out OutWithJoe.com or Out With Joe Facebook page, and you can go directly to Safe Homes Massachusetts organization. That's SafeHomesMA.org to purchase tickets.
Dancing and the music and just the spirit, the atmosphere is really contagious once you're there.
The Safe Homes annual gala, definitely a fantastic find and such an important mission. Now time to see what's hot and happening in the local music scene. Out with Joe music editor Tina Marie Billing.
Good morning, Joe. It's going to be a beautiful sunny weekend, so let's get out and enjoy some live local music. Tonight, Bob Whitelock takes his acoustic solo to the East Side Grill in Marlboro, and Tony Soul Project is at the Simple Man Saloon in Clinton. Wild Heart, a Stevie Nicks tribute, will be at the Cannery in Worcester, and the Jennifer Tuff Band hits the Tradesman in Milford. Pieces of Eight has a live video shoot party at the Millerville Men's Club in Blackstone. Gem will be at the Halawa in Nashua, New Hampshire, and Fellowship of the King is at Vincent's in Worcester. Souls of Sabbath will rock Pete's Grill in Quincy, and Different Strokes heats up the Middle East in Cambridge. A Ton of Blues is at Potavano's in Worcester, and Lisa Marie and Johnny Duxo are at the Canal in Worcester. The Groove Doctors and Charlie Farron will be at the Electric Haze in Worcester, and Tester and Leaving Eden will hit the stage at the Cove Music Hall in Worcester, and Giuliano D'Orazio will be at the Black Box in Franklin. No Alibi rocks Michael's Cigar Bar in Worcester, and James Keyes is at the BBC in Worcester. And Brogue is at the Post Office Pub in Grafton. The De La Page Duo will be at the Duck in Sturbridge, and the Ben Cody Band will hit the Partners Pub in Fitchburg. Anger Management is at the Bolton Street Tavern in Marlborough. Cindy Lou and Blue Whiskey are at the Jasper Hill Cafe in Holliston, and Willie J. Laws is going to be at Terry O'Reilly's in Newton Center. For Sunday, Big John Short is at Vincent's in Worcester, and Andy Cummings will be at Nick's in Worcester. Soulful Sunday Brunch will feature Lola Sweet at the Skybox in Natick, and Honky Tonk Hangover is at the 40s Bar and Grill in Leominster. Blue Light Bandits will hit Michael's Cigar Bar in Worcester, and Pushes in the Pines at the Lafayette Club in Taunton. That's my Music Minute for the week. Now back to you, Joe.
Thank you, Tina. Well done. For more fantastic finds, hidden gems, and what's happening on the local music scene, check out outwithjoe.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Joe Mangiacotti. Now back to Conservatively Speaking on Full Service Radio, WCRN.